Good lunch in 60 seconds. It's 11:59, so I can't say good morning, but it has been a great morning. I woke up on schedule about 4 o'clock, the gift of a missionary, and I'm thankful for that. My body isn't always so thankful, but so it is. It's good to be back with you. It was 2 years ago, almost to the day or to the weekend, that I was here last time, and I'm kind of excited because I was watching on Facebook some of what was happening here last week, and I saw that you had some missionaries. And so I have some good news for you. You are in the minority. Are you ready for a statistic? It's as fresh as March 27th, 2018. When asked, this is of Christians, when Christians were asked if they had heard of the Great Commission, half of them, 51%, said they did not know this term. So I'm so thankful that God has put me in a minority church. Amen. There's a lot to be done, but it is marvelous to be here. And when I was here 2 years ago, I shared with you about my refirement. A lot of people do other things. But I was in Yerevan, Armenia, and in the middle of a message, the Holy Spirit had the audacity to interrupt me and to say, I want you to share with the people, you're not going to retire, you are going to refire. And I want you to know that was a prophetic word to me, myself, and I, because we are doing remarkably well. And I'm like a kid with a new toy when it comes to Armenia. Hallelujah. So not only is that 2 years behind me, but this year I'm celebrating 40 grace-filled years since the journey to Sweden began by simply praying for that Arctic northern nation. God is faithful. And I discovered along this journey, it's not about my faith as much as it is about his faithfulness. That he who begins a good work in us, dadgummit, if we just don't help him, he'll finish it. So it simply began by praying for Sweden, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know if praying for Sweden for a number of years before I went the first time did anything for Sweden. But when I stepped foot in on the Avenue of the Kings in Gothenburg, Sweden, I was home. God had changed my heart by praying that the Lord of the harvest would send someone else. Unfortunately, he stuck with you. I mean, glory to God, he uses each of us, and so it's wonderful. He led me to pray for the north of Sweden, confirmed it in what for, and the white line you see on this map, and there's a map in the center of the folder that you have, that's a picture of where I live, and the white line is the Arctic Circle. So I live just south of the Arctic Circle, so I like to say I live in the south of the north. In 1987, I made my first journey up among the Sami people, well north of the circle. Then from 91 to 2010, I had the joy of seeing 30-plus churches planted in Russia. It was tremendous. But then God, in his amazing grace in 2010, connected me with you. You've been faithfully helping me since then. And at that same time, something happened getting around Anglicans. God called me to be a pastor. Not a disaster, a pastor. I thought it might be a disaster, but again, there's that amazing grace that keeps us in the race. So it was tremendous, and through that, God connected me with the Swedish Evangelical Mission, and in 2016, he took me from the mountains of Sweden to Mount Ararat in Armenia. The last 2 years, what a joy it has been. You know about the Ark, you know the story, that's Ark land there. It used to be a part of Armenia. It's now part of Eastern Turkey. But we who love Armenia refer to it as Western Armenia, as it once was. So it's just tremendous. And I've had the joy of taking teams to this, the first Christian nation in 301. You know, that's before the Reformation was even thought of. I'm thankful for the Reformation. Okay. Misunderstand me correctly. One of my favorite Swedish phrases. But I'm going to be going in March next year and taking a team of young adults And I'm looking forward to that, I must admit. Pray for it. I know that you do. But I want to take a couple of minutes and share a little bit about my last trip to Armenia. I came home about a month ago. My granddaughter needed me, so I was faithful to come home. Well, I guess no one here has a granddaughter. Well, I encourage you to get one because you'll find out they need us. We need them, actually. But this was a really broad-based trip this time because it started off with a woman in Sweden asking me if I could use any handmade little blankets, little comforters, we call them. And as soon as she said that, I thought about a group of desperate kids in Spitak in northern Armenia where they're still living in portable housing, portable buildings, since an incredible earthquake destroyed the second and third largest cities. And these children have been abandoned. They have handicaps, or their parents have handicaps. And it was wonderful to have these blankets and take them to the kids, because it was a tangible expression that God had not forgotten them, that in their desperation and in their need, God came to them and encouraged them with a warmth in the natural as well as a warmth of the gospel. So it was a lot of fun to go there and do that. And I'm into the Numbers, not the book of Numbers as much as Numbers. And I was given 24. I gave 3 to my contact family in Armenia, left me with 21. 20 kids showed up. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's one left. What's going on? And I was told there was one on the way. So there were 21 dadgum kids, wonderful children, and just enough blankets. And then before I left, I was told by the woman that made these, long, dark Arctic winters are good for knitting, okay? Her mother-in-law likes to knit socks. And what am I told as I'm leaving? By the way, we need a lot of socks because there's no heating in most of these dwellings, and they have snowy, cold winters. So God is faithful. But then I was able to meet a group of youth who are leading a youth movement who are desperate that young men and women on university campuses meet personally the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our glorious Jesus Christ. We had a wonderful retreat. Then I was connected with a group of desperate guys that were lifted off the streets of Yerevan with drug problems, alcohol problems, and other problems. And they were in a rehab center, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to give them a day away. So we rented a bus and we did a great big barbecue. We took them up to Lake Sevan, the biggest freshwater lake in what is now Armenia. We had a great day of fellowship, and it ended up with one guy saying, I need to be baptized. And I said, I'm so glad I forgot my swimming suit, but there are those here. So he got baptized. And what's fun, at a baptism service where you have recovering alcoholics, some of whom have only recently met Jesus, I mean, they're just talking and playing and whistling. I mean, there's nothing holy about it. But you know what's holy? Jesus. You know what's holy? His Spirit. And he's holy enough for us. Thank you for that. So I just want to tell you, it's marvelous to be here. I have a minute and 50 seconds left. I'm not accustomed to this. I'm accustomed to 2 hours. And then you add the translation time, it's 4. But because the greatest miracle I experienced is being invited back, I'm going to use the next minute and 32 seconds to do what I was asked to do, and that's watch the time. You have a folder in your hand. I ask you to please open it, look at the map in the middle, take it home, and use it to pray for me. There's information about how God has been using me around the world. I have a table in the back. I have a magnet that fits on. Everybody loves their refrigerator in America. And please, it'll remind you to pray. It's a wonderful picture from the Arctic north of Norway. If you want me to put you on my mailing list, I'd be more than happy to do it. There's some little notepads and things like that. But in this 40th year, I've asked God for 40 people who will do a combination of which one of 4 things will happen. I've got a number of sponsors who've been giving for a long time, less than 40. I've asked them bump it up to the magic 40. We're all 40. Have you figured that out? No matter how old we get, God is older, so we can get over the age thing. And then I've asked those who are giving more than 40 to bump it up by 40. And then those who used to support me, but for one reason or another have gone into sin. No, excuse me. That they would be restarting, and I've got all the categories, including those who have begun to give for the first time. So when you repent, maybe you'll do likewise. But I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here. I want to thank you for 8 years of standing with me. And I like to say it this way: if you support me, you will send the problem somewhere else. God bless you.